God's mercies are new each morning, and God's purposeful presence is found in every season. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, was lifted high upon the cross so that he might draw the whole world to himself. To those who look upon the cross, grant your wisdom, healing, and eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
A reading from Numbers. From Mount Hor, the Israelites set out, but the people became impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it up on a pole, and whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 98 responsively. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory.
O Lord, Lord, you have made known your victory. You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations.
You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Shout with joy.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from 1 Corinthians. The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart." Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness,
so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of the Lord.
The captain of the ship was looking out over the dark night, and he saw in the distance some lights. And he said quickly to his signal man, "Send a message. Alter your course 10 degrees south." And promptly a message was returned. "Alter your course 10 degrees north." Well, the captain was angered that his message had been ignored. So he sent a second message. "Alter your course 10 degrees south. I am the captain." And soon another message was received. "Alter your course 10 degrees north. I am seaman, third class." And immediately the captain sent another message, knowing that this would indeed strike fear into their hearts. "Alter your course 10 degrees south. I am a battleship." And the message came back, "Alter your course 10 degrees north. I am a lighthouse." Well, there doesn't seem to be any shortage of voices calling out to us to alter our course, to change our direction. Even so-called non-commercial television has plenty of political messages and invitations to direct our attention and money to particular concerns or issues. Our mailboxes are stuffed full of information that we don't want or don't need. We aren't even safe in our own homes when the phone rings and it's a telemarketer or a poll taker calling us to or sending us unsolicited email. We have no shortage of voices calling out to us to alter our course, to change our direction. So, who do we listen to? Or to use more proper grammar, to whom do we listen? In the midst of the noise in the world, there is one voice that signals something quite opposite of all the rest. There is one voice that seems to be foolishness in the view of the world. That voice is the light of the world. That voice proclaims the power of God in the cross of Christ Jesus. That voice will be ignored at our peril. Today we celebrate Holy Cross Day. Since the year 335, this day has been celebrated as a special feast of the Holy Cross. It was on that day that the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem was dedicated. Tradition tells us that Helena, the mother of Constantine, went on archaeological dig in the Holy Lands to find all of those special spots and places that were important in the life of Jesus. And one of the glorious finds, tradition tells us, she found the three crosses on the Mount of Golgotha and then determined in a miracle situation which of those crosses was the true cross of Christ. And it was enshrined then in a church that she had built in Jerusalem. But it's not so much a piece of wood that we celebrate today, but it's the power of the cross in our lives. We listen to the message of the cross, that message that's at the heart and core of the Christian life, that message that must be heeded by our world, that message that needs to overshadow all of the telemarketers and TV ads and junk mail that inundates our society today. Martin Luther, in his book called Table Talk, says, "The world has a loathing of the cross and will rather follow the pleasures of the devil and have pleasant days to carry the cross." Excuse me. "The world has a loathing of the cross and would rather follow the pleasures of the devil and have pleasant days than carry the cross of our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ." The world loathes the cross because the world does not understand the cross. You've heard statements like this: "I would do anything to improve my tennis serve. I would do anything to have her good looks. I would do anything to have a job with benefits like that." But the statement that our human hearts long to hear from those we love is, "I would do anything for you." That expression of unselfish love is a reflection of God's unselfish love for each one of us. "I would do anything for you." God says that to you and to me in giving his only son so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life with him. The cross has become the ultimate symbol of God's willingness to do anything for us. Our readings today call our attention to the healing and life-giving powers of the cross. The serpent, fashioned by Moses and lifted up on the pole in the desert, became the source of healing for anyone who looked on it. Now, these people were not sinless people. The affliction from which they were being healed was their punishment for having murmured against God. And God turns everything upside down. The serpent that originally plagued them is now the symbol of their healing. It's the out of love that God gave them another chance. Out of love, God called out directions to them to alter their course and avoid peril. Jesus points to that traditional story of Moses in the desert when he's talking to Nicodemus, the seeker who came to find the truth. And Jesus says that he too will be lifted up, and anyone who believes in him will have eternal life. Once again, like Moses in the desert, God reverses the way that we understand. He turns everything upside down. The cross, which was a sign of shame and misery, becomes a sign of glory and exaltation. Once again, we see God giving people another chance. The cross is a symbol, God giving us another chance. Another chance to alter our course and avoid peril. Another chance because God so loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. What a gift. What a promise. To have eternal life is to be given life as a child of God. Eternal life is not something that is held in abeyance, something that will be given to us at some time in the distant future. Eternal life begins right now. Eternal life begins when that cross is marked on our forehead, when we are baptized. We have eternal life. We have looked at the cross. We believe in Jesus Christ, who was lifted up upon that cross. Some of us have wandered and complained. Some of us have been lost in the wilderness of worry or depression. Some of us have been bitten by poisonous snakes of addiction or physical illness or disease. We are God's people, but we are covered with the snake bites of sin. We have wounds that have not healed. We have fears that have kept us from moving ahead. We have listened to too many false voices that call us to alter our course. We spend too much time blaming, too much time talking about other people rather than to other people. We spend too much time looking back to the old Egypt, like those people in the desert that hungered for the easy life that they had imagined in the past. We spend too much time looking back rather than looking at the cross of Christ. So here we stand, God's holy people gathered at St. Peter's by the Sea on this Sunday morning, on the Feast of the Holy Cross. Here we stand, knowing that we cannot save ourselves and that we must look at the cross where we can find our only healing. Here we stand, looking to Jesus, who is the light of the world, listening to Jesus, who says, I would do anything for you. Here we stand in the shadow of the cross that proclaims the power of God's love for you and for me. Alter your course. Follow the cross. Amen.